This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can bring up whatever you want. Live Sunday edition of the program, as always. You can join us here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us on the new LRN Discord. We do have an on-air call-in line option for you there, so check out discord.lrn.fm to get involved, and you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock, at least a lot of the times. Tia and Johnny Ray and Mark in the studio with you here tonight, and I've got a story that's pretty disturbing from The Verge about license plate tracking devices being used, of course, by the government in this case. Specifically, ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department. Yes, that's right. According to Garrett Beard over at TheVerge.com, the agency has officially gained agency-wide access to a nationwide license plate recognition database, according to a contract finalized earlier this month. The system gives the agency access to billions of license plate records and the new powers of real-time location tracking. Did you realize that we were there? Because no. We're there now, technologically, apparently.
I guess I knew that it was going to be the case. I didn't know that they would trumpet that that was the case. So they're doing that.
I figured that we were there.
Yeah.
I just feel like every day waking up that we're in the panopticon.
Now, I think that here in New Hampshire, we may not be included in this nationwide license plate database because I don't believe that it is legal here. And now
I think that law has been overturned.
You think so?
I would check with our resident expert, Daryl W. Perry.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that they have these cameras here in New Hampshire.
They may not have too many cameras, but I mean, you know, they've got a list of license plates and to whom they belong.
No, but this is talking about real time tracking. So maybe you've seen in like Florida, for instance.
There's not a lot of illegal aliens that have to worry about their travel in New Hampshire, Ian.
There's plenty of people here from all over the world. You know, people from Canada, for instance. Anyway, in Florida, I remember seeing on the side of the road these cameras that were just sort of mounted on poles, pointed at various different points on the interstate, you know, up and down the different directions on the interstate, and they just seem to be there for no other purpose than monitoring people's, you know, movements. And so I think that's probably one of the things that this technology is based on, is this huge network, this huge database, all of this information that is coming in about where people are. The source of the data is not named in the contract, but an ICE representative said it came from Vigilant Solutions, the leading network for license plate recognition data. Quote, like most law enforcement agencies, ICE uses information obtained from license plate readers as one tool in support of its investigations, said their spokes bureaucrat Danny Bennett in a statement he said further. ICE is not seeking to build a license plate reader database and will not collect nor contribute any data to a national public or private database through this contract. Well, of course they're not going to build the database. It's already been built for them by this private company. Research by The Verge Vigilant declined to confirm any contract with ICE, and they said in a statement that they're not at liberty to share any contractual details. It's a standard agreement between our company partners and our clients. While it collects few photos itself, Vigilant Solutions has amassed a database of more than 2 billion license plate photos by ingesting data from partners like vehicle repossession agencies and other private groups. Vigilant also partners with local law enforcement agencies, often collecting even more data from camera-equipped police cars. The result is a massive vehicle tracking network generating as many as 100 million sightings per month, each of them tagged with a date, time, and GPS coordinates of the sighting. ICE agents would be able to query that database in two ways. A historical search would turn up every place a given license plate has been spotted in the last 5 years.
Jeez.
a detailed record of the target's movements. That data could also be used to find a given subject's residence, or even identify associates if a given car is regularly spotted in a specific parking lot. Quote, knowing about the previous locations of a vehicle can help determine the whereabouts of subjects of criminal investigations or priority aliens to facilitate their interdiction and removal. CS Official Privacy Assessment explains. In some cases where other leads have gone cold, the availability of commercial LPR data may be the only viable way to find a subject. Now, there's probably some people out there, and there's more to the story, but there's probably some people out there who are heralding this, and they're cheering it, and they're saying, all right, now we can go and get those criminals. We can go and get those violent, dangerous criminals and those immigrants, many of whom aren't violent and dangerous, but we can get them and we can finally round them up and do what needs to be done. This is a good thing. Why could anybody be against helping law enforcement come after bad people?
Generally, I just don't like the idea of the government collecting more and more data on us. That the that there's generally nothing good about the government knowing where you're going and what you're doing.
But what if it helps
time?
Catch a murderer? What if it helps catch a rapist?
One murderer and one rapist? Is that what we're talking about here?
If it saves just one life.
But what if it helps them to subjugate an entire society and destroys creativity in the process? One thing that we know for certain is that autocratic societies have a lack of innovation and creativity, and that free societies tend to have a larger amount of that. Would you be willing to trade all of half of the creativity and half of the innovation that we have seen in the United States for the capture of one rapist and one murderer? Or would it be 10 rapists and 10 murderers? Exactly what is the value of a rapist and a murderer in a society that has shown the most creativity and the most innovation in the history of man? As we continue to crank down on freedom, you crank down on the things that make America great.
Now, who
yes,
says
you can have an orderly society. Genghis Khan, it is claimed that a maiden could carry a basket of gold on her head from one side of his gigantic empire to the other. That suggests a highly ordered society. It took 60 million deaths to get there. Let's not forget what the cost of order is if that order is all about law and order. We need these people in this world. We need guardians to protect us from bad things. But let's not forget what it takes to get there, to get this perfectly ordered society where we don't have murders and rapes and all these other things.
And that's the ideal. I suspect if the U.S. went fully totalitarian on border protection, all you would see is a cottage industry develop among the bureaucrats for taking bribes to get people over the border. So instead of in a...
They still do. They do that right now.
In a place where you've got free market borders where people are responsible for their own property, and you've got it managed by the public, you wouldn't stop immigration. You'd just enrich the bureaucrats.
Well, this is talking about sort of immigration generally, and I'm for the idea of bringing hardworking, ethical people to the United States and keeping out the slouches and all those sorts of things. I think that there's a great argument about how freedom can come about doing that. But this is more about the yet another highly invasive government program being popped in with the intention of stopping some problem that it may or may not really fix.
Now, wait a minute. How is this highly invasive? I mean, you're still going to be able to drive around the roads. In fact, this is a way to avoid checkpoints. I mean, look, if they want to stop the immigrants, they can either set up checkpoints outside of everywhere or just let everybody drive around and just know where everyone is at every single moment in time. How's that invasive? You're driving around out in public. Shouldn't it be possible to know where you are at every single moment?
Sure. So first we need to consider that most things are illegal, that at this point in the United States' development in the world as far as a Western democracy or whatever term one wishes to use, a republic, whatever, I don't care, but that there are enough laws on the books that if they want to, law enforcement can choose to put you under if that's what they wish to do. So now you have you don't have a nation of people, citizens, taxpayers. You have a nation of criminals.
Mm.
So do you want the government? You are a criminal. Listener, Listener, you are a criminal. Do you want the government to be able to track you? Yeah, I'll go ahead and go for this if we pare down the statute list in each state and the federal government by 90%. Sure.
If you want to join us here, your thoughts on being tracked everywhere you drive, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio, live Sunday edition. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Sunday edition of the show. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. So Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. I love Whole Food Multi-Complete. I have been taking this multi for years at this point. Well, for over a year now, I can say that with certainty. And it's great because this isn't, it's not made with synthetic stuff. It's made with food. And it also contains, beyond vitamins and minerals, which are great stuff, it has an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, an antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, energy support, everything you need in the day, everything the average person needs in a day. It's got it at Whole Food Multi-Complete. It's so much better than anything that you've been taking in all likelihood that I'm just confident in providing you with the information about it and endorsing it. I lost about 15 pounds just starting to take it because it balanced my gut, that the probiotic in there. I wasn't taking probiotic regularly. I'd taken a few times. But you know, that change really made a difference for me. Go check them out at simplifymysupplements.com. It's Whole Food Multi-Complete. It's simplifymysupplements.com. And if you use coupon code FTL, you receive 10% off your order. That's every order, every time, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They take Bitcoin and Dash. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're going to continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts more about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement and their disturbing, I think panopticon was the word that one of you guys used earlier.
That must have been Johnny Ray. He's a panopticon kind of guy.
This disturbing grid of license plate tracking systems that they're now going to have access to, which will be allowing them to track your movements for as many as 5 years back. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts, though. First, we got Matthew on the line listening in Louisiana, watching us on our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling, this kind of bounces off a call that somebody made to Rush. It's a young lady made a phone call to Rush and asked Rush, how does he inform himself? Where does he get his news? And where can he get news that he believes is 100% accurate? So I'm going to ask y'all that same question. How do y'all inform yourself?
I don't think you can rely on any particular news source to be 100% accurate.
Heck no. Any news story is going to not be 100% accurate. Every single news story that we've ever been involved in.
Yeah, there's always some slippery fact that they didn't get quite right. So,
and it was probably an honest mistake in a lot of cases, but they just don't get it right a lot of the time.
I sincerely hope nobody listens to Free Talk Live and says, this organization always speaks the truth, because although we'll do our best to speak our highest truth at that moment, people's truths change over time.
Yeah.
And also,
we've been straight up fooled by fake news before.
Yeah,
and
fake news sometimes
had to take it back later.
You know, you got to say something, and somebody may hear the fake news, but they don't hear the retraction.
Sure.
So please go ahead.
I absolutely believe that does happen. But being in the oil industry, we're being attacked all the time as being the enemies of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everybody with a journalism degree believes in anthropogenic global warming, also known as man-made global warming, and CO2 is going to kill us all. And you really have to dig to find a contrary opinion that seems to have any kind of validity. It makes me crazy. And also, I'm a gun enthusiast. And let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a person being assaulted by a bat, being assaulted by a Batman?
A Batman?
Oh, a gunman versus a Batman,
oh. Yeah.
You never hear that sort of twisted wordage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what the particular problem is with the term gunman, but I do kind of think that it dehumanizes in some way. But I've heard it used for, you know, even troops in foreign countries will be referred to as gunmen or terrorists and things like that in different places. It doesn't always happen in the U.S.
I think the good news about where we are in the world today, being, you know, 2018, the internet having been with us for a few decades now at this point, is that we don't have to rely on mainstream media to get our news and information and opinion. There's a an unlimited supply, or a seemingly unlimited supply, of it online.
Sure is.
You know, how much of it is well-researched, how much of it is, you know, honest journalism, we don't really know. But the more sources that you have, the better informed you're going to be, at the very least, about the opinions of the people in the news, because it's pretty clear that most news agencies have a bias. And even if they don't announce it from the rooftops what their bias is, anybody who pays attention for long enough can probably figure it out. And so as long as you know what you're getting.
And most of the time, their bias is definitely anti-liberty.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's just true across the board, whether they be conservatives or liberals or whatever. Most people in the news industry, they were raised in the government schools. They went to government-funded colleges. And so they were taught that, you know, the state is necessary. Whether they agree or disagree on any one given government program is another question. But ultimately, they all are anti-liberty. I mean, most of them are. I mean, every now and then you'll find a rarity like a John Stossel, somebody who's managed to actually have a successful career within mainstream journalism and still is, you know, out there.
Yeah, they're educated by a monopoly.
Somebody left a red pill in this candy jar.
Something happened, yeah.
Yeah. They're educated by a monopoly, and in many cases they take courses on how monopolies are bad. It's fascinating stuff that somehow teachers and students and classrooms across America can check out, you know, U.S. history and call Standard Oil a monopoly when they had an 85% market share as a market maker.
That they naturally gained. Yeah. As far as I know.
Well, I mean, you know, they were early on. They were a market maker is probably the best term, not a monopoly. But, you know, they're being actually educated by a monopoly that an organization that wasn't a monopoly was a monopoly, and that monopolies are bad, and that we need a monopoly to break the monopolies.
They hate corporations, but they never blame the big corporations known as the governments, because they're also corporate entities as well.
I'll tell you a great...
And mind you, they never... criticize, except maybe behind their boss's back. They never come out and criticize the corporation that they're actually working for.
Right.
Now, I don't know how you feel about war versus peace, but I think the greatest source of foreign news is the foreign news that is really topical is antiwar.com. That's a great place to find out.
I listened to Daryl W. Perry's antiwar.com, and I like the fact that he covers topics that nobody else covers. But the way he covers it, it sounds as though...
Daryl W. Perry was maybe in an episode. He's not the principal at antiwar.com. I think that is Scott.
Right. Hey, he's not the principal, but the information he brings us is... It makes it sound as though if everybody would just come together and sing Kumbaya, everything would be wonderful, and then every time a bomb is dropped, the people it lands on are all civilians. The problem with the war situation is now, it's terrible, but you're having uniformed armies fighting people who won't...
Matthew, hold that thought. We'll let you finish it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition of the show. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for pennies on the dollar. It's Dash, and you can go to Dash.org to learn more about it. It's decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org to find out more as we go to Matthew in, or back to Matthew in Metairie, Louisiana. Matthew, you say you work in the oil industry. You're frustrated by the obvious bias across journalism, and you were trying to drive at a point when we had to run off there for a moment. So please go ahead with your thoughts if you didn't get them out.
It's just that trying to find, I guess maybe it's never really existed. It's just we've never noticed it, but it's just so blatantly obvious now. I mean, you listen to CNN and it's all the it's our president is a Russian spy network, for God's sakes. You listen to Fox News and the radio, most people don't, you know, if you pay attention to the radio broadcast, you're thinking, my, these people are like what CNN used to be like. It's like this sort of left of center ground has now been abandoned. And so let's occupy that. I'm like, no, leave it alone. Nobody needs to be on running around talking about more laws, more, you know, more restrictions on freedom.
Now, you're saying you're hearing the radio go more left?
Yeah, Fox News radio at the top and the bottom of the hour.
Like, really?
I don't know if the hosts who are conducting the major shows even listen to that, because I know for a fact that we have a local host who on WGSO down here who he has to go feed his parking meter during the radio breaks. Yeah, it happens. So, and so I'm listening.
I mean, Fox News has historically been right-leaning, so you're saying you've heard a shift in Fox News's top-of-the-hour news product to sound left?
Certainly the radio part of it. I don't get cable anymore. I disconnected because it's like I'm not learning anything.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Anyway, I mean, I don't pay any attention to any of these outlets, basically. I mean, if I happen to see a news story that's in one of them that's interesting for the show, you know, I happen to come across it. I never actually go to CNN.com or FoxNews.com or MSNBC. I never am on the front pages of those websites. Oh, what's Fox talking about today? I'm not interested. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, he did ask, where does he go to find out this information? And I'd like to give him, you know, a little bit. So first off, Ian and I have been doing this for 15 years, since 2002. Johnny Ray, you've been on the air with us for...
On and off for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. So what I find is that when I read regular news stories, it's pretty easy for me to pick out a story that has a pro-liberty angle, and that's what we're generally going to bring to our audience, or an anti-liberty angle that I can then exploit for a pro-liberty message. But if you were asking for pro-liberty news sources, first I would say that freetalklive.com is a news aggregation site where listeners bring their stories, and many times they bring us great stories that we use on air, and that sort of thing.
And those come from various sources.
I've seen your old website, and I'm thinking about using it more and more.
There's also a site that I use. I don't know if Ian uses it quite as much, but it's called Freedoms Phoenix. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
They've got way more stuff than Free Talk Live.
Ernest Hancock does more news aggregation as a single individual than...
I think he's got an editor.
Yeah. Well, either way, they're working on it hard and doing it all the time. And
how about Reason?
Oh, Reason's, Reason's a great source.
Well, I'm going to have to go. The missus is calling me. The dinner is getting cold. I'll talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Matthew. Good luck. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Can anyone else think off the top of their heads? I mean, Foundation for Economic Education, they do some great detailed articles on certain topics.
If you like that digging in thing,
some of it's news, some of it's sort of relevant to the moment, but not all of it.
A lot of the Ludwig von Mises blog stuff is good, but
haven't they gone right wing?
Well, not as right as some,
but haven't they like
they always have
the
been a
border
bit,
patrol?
They've always been a bit right. Yeah, I'm
and
only
the Mises,
saying
the Mises Foundation was founded by Lou Rockwell, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, so there's a lot of,
and his site used to be good. They used to have some good opinion articles that were usually relevant.
Just because
to what
you disagree with them on one issue does not mean that the site is no longer good. You just
honestly, I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time. Right. I used to go there regularly, but then I heard them shifting towards being anti-immigration, and that was enough to turn me off.
And when it comes to LouRockwell.com, I'm a single issue reader, and when Lou would come on with Tom Woods and talk about what a great businessman Donald Trump was,
That's when they really started to jump the shark. Right, it was when they went behind Trump.
I couldn't, I'm not interested in reading Lou Rockwell anymore. So now I read antiwar.com.
That's another good one, antiwar.com.
Yeah. The future, aside from specific websites, I think the future in the 21st century quest for truth is pretty bright.
Yeah.
With Internet 2.0, if I'm using the term correctly. The comment sections on news stories are the best part of them because they're not.
I couldn't disagree more.
Why? You're joking, right?
No, I'm not joking.
Why are they the best part?
Because the people expressing their opinion are a little more candid, and they're not hedging their language like a journalist would.
Yeah, but it's usually just trash talk.
I guess so, but
if you've got the time to read through all that filth, I think that you can find some gems in it, but you probably do just as well working through somebody's septic tank and finding a diamond ring. I don't know. I tend to disagree, and I disagree entirely with that with that particular statement. But you should continue to do that if that you find that to be a good way to get liberty-oriented ideas. I just think you can get so much better by reading a Reason blog, the Reason Hit and Run blog, than you could by going through the comments
section.
If you
want to read a comment section, you're just looking for drama and you're looking for an S show. I mean, that's basically what you're going to get on most comments everywhere.
Exactly what you get.
I think it depends on what where you're at when you're reading the comment section.
Because where you're at?
Yes, where you, the reader, are, what website you're on, what source you're at. If you're at reason.org, for example, and you're reading comments in there,
they're
going
to be better educated there.
I think they're going to be a lot better than USA Today, where it's all about bummer. And
you know what I was hoping for was to start a radio program where people with different opinions, including liberty-oriented opinions, would call in and share their ideas in a fashion that would be reasoned. And, taking an opportunity to look at the issues and maybe bring new ideas to the table and stuff like that. That, to me, rarely happens on Free Talk Live. Mm. Instead, we get
Ricky, Sarah, James.
Right. You know, people calling in over and over again that, maybe entertaining for the average listener to hear this chorus of nincompoops. And whereas, what I was hoping for was somebody, well, gentlemen, I hear your opinion on this issue, but what I was really thinking is you might like take a look at a different angle. And here, let me give you some ideas about.
That happened the other week with Stephen Kinsella. He sent us this really smart email that was way over my head. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
I got through that thing, and I felt like my brain was melting.
Well, I'd hoped to have Ian's brain melt on more occasions than not.
But that's not really the same as when people call in. It's easier to have a conversation with somebody who's on the phone than an email.
Well, that's absolutely true. Is also what I find. So, for instance, on our Facebook page, is people will have different opinions. I think in many cases those opinions are wrong, and you can't hold somebody's to account. They get very slippery on Facebook. They'll answer a different question or whatever. I'm just not going to have a detailed conversation with you about an issue on Facebook because in most cases this goes very badly for me. I want to have a real conversation.
This is Free Talk Live. Our number here, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us on the air and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget to join our Discord. We've mentioned earlier that you can call through the Discord. That is something that is an option for you. In fact, I think it actually sounds, in some cases, better than Skype, which, of course, sounds better than the phone lines. So you'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us here, as long as your setup is pretty decent. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and that allows you to get into a chat room system that has different rooms on sort of different topics. And, you know, like there's a room dedicated to Free Talk Live and Call to Freedom, which is one of the weekday shows on LRN.fm. And then there's like a gaming subforum. There's a cryptocurrency discussion room. And there's also voice chat as well. So there's text chat and there's voice chat rooms there. So go and check it out. It's free to get involved. And the Discord app is available across all platforms. So, you know, Linux, Mac, Windows, iOS, Android, you can get the app for whichever one of those you prefer or all of the above and put it on whatever devices you want to. So that way you can always have your Free Talk Live and LRN chats right in front of you wherever you go. Go to discord.lrn.fm as we go to he who is on the line from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, do you call in whenever you hear your name on the air or do you not listen before you call?
Well, no, I generally listen, Brother Ian. Why? Was my name mentioned?
Yeah, it was.
Ian mentioned
it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, I just mentioned it now, but I guess, I mean, did you want to tell me what was talked about? I missed
you
it.
You go right ahead. What were you calling in about?
Well, you know, it's something on my mind here, you know. I'm thinking about Donald J. Trump. You know, the J stands for jackass, and it never ceases to amaze me. Now, I'm looking at his economic plans and his tax plans and all these things. And, you know, I'm very concerned because one of the things we really don't do a hell of a lot more here is manufacture clothing. And I'm looking at this import-export business, you know. And, I mean, the way these taxes are going, I mean, things are bad enough. I wear black clothing and I already pay more black than I do blue.
What?
I do. Black clothing costs more, a lot more. You buy a shirt, you know, like a white shirt.
Ridiculous.
And like that shirt. Yeah, that's that dress shirt. You know, maybe, you know, $10-$15.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to go black. You're talking $20-$25. Now, here's what I'm thinking about.
Is it possible that black shirts are just more popular than white shirts, and so therefore the supply is lowered and demand, you know, it's increased, so prices go up?
I can't believe that. White shirts have got to be more popular than black.
I'd like to recommend RIT clothing dye. You can get it at most, most grocery stores, and you can take your black that has faded over time. I know you wear it all the time, so you're out in the hot sun in some kind of large leather fedora. Black duster and all this other stuff. These things tend to fade. So just go ahead and lengthen the time that your clothing's good by using this RIT dye. Obviously, you have to, you're going to have to rinse that washer after you do it. And don't wash it in with clothes after, the first few times after you wear it. It needs to stay in with black.
It's going to bleed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
If Mark is giving home economic ideas on Free Talk Live, we have descended into the lowest mean that is possible.
So we were discussing earlier tonight when we first started the hour the story about ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement bureaucracy that now has access, according to a new contract that has been announced on some government website. They have access to a tremendous database of location information about, possibly you and likely, millions of other drivers. They've got access to a privately obtained database from a company called Vigilant Solutions that just, is cobbling together as much data from these various different roadside license plates.
Being as vigilant as possible.
These roadside license plate scanners into a huge database with more than 2 billion license plate photos with data that goes back to 5 years. So they would be able to put in your license plate number and then get a list of all the places that you've been seen over the last 5 years.
So they can track a car, but they wouldn't necessarily track a person, if that makes sense.
That's true.
I think this is a mitigable value to ICE in the sense that it's rare that illegal aliens are going to be registering cars. They're illegals.
So they may be known to drive a certain car, in which case it probably has a license plate on the back of it, in which case
that's going to require a lot of police work to determine whether or not an illegal alien has been driving a car. So this is a much better database for local police officers than it is for ICE. So if it's being ostensibly put together for ICE, I think that shows that this is just a ruse, right? That this will be more likely used by local cops because what you want
is going to get to their level at some point.
You've
sure.
got an unsolved murder or whatever, and you want to know where this person was at given times, then you can sort of track a car. They can already do it with cell phones, but track a car, general vicinity, much more specifically, I would think, with these cameras and that kind of thing. You could also, just let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, besides the fact that authoritarian cultures tend to stifle creativity and innovation, which is something that I don't think really motivates somebody who's likes this. Look, law and order is much more important than creativity. The creative people will be creative, don't worry.
Mm.
But the United States made a lot of inventions. Soviet Union didn't make very many at all.
Great point.
Okay. But besides that, do you want the government to be able to track politicians, heads of industry, judges, important?
Oh, they won't be tracking those people.
You don't think so?
The judges are not going to be tracked. The
yes,
government
they are.
Bureaucrats are not going to be tracked.
The They're NSA be... will have the ability to look at this stuff, and you can assure.
That's
you can
true.
Be assured that rogue agents, I mean, like, these agencies are known for having agencies within agencies within agencies.
Yeah.
There's politics that goes on within the CIA and the NSA and these sorts of things.
Sure. Even if they're using that information to blackmail those people, which might be what you were getting at there, I mean, that's a possibility, but this is mostly going to be used to go after little people, people who can't defend themselves, immigrants who can't afford an attorney.
The little bit doesn't like is less important from a societal level. I mean, from the large amount that what they're doing is, if they're catching murderers and illegal aliens and these sorts of things, from a societal level, I believe that to be less important than that 1 out of 100 or 1 out of 200 cases where they're trying to sway a judge for their for a ruling in their direction, or get a group of politicians to vote in a certain way on a particular bill that allows, I don't know, clandestine agencies to have more control over the American government than it already does. I mean, let's take a look at every movie for the last 50 years and tell me how many of them the CIA is the hero in.
They don't have to blackmail the politicians to get their support. Politicians are going to support police agencies across the board for, I mean, with very few exceptions. The only person you can really point to would be like a Ron Paul, who might actually, you know, stand firm against this kind of thing. But
I'm talking about intelligence agencies less than law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, they don't have to bribe or threaten most of these agents.
I think they do, and you know, that there are definitely politicians out there that are like, yeah, you know, CIA intelligence, that's not as
really.
Yeah, I think that,
because I think most of those politicians wouldn't want to be seen publicly criticizing.
There's not
government.
Much public. When was the last time you heard about the most recent intelligence agency funding bill? I haven't. You don't hear about it very often. These are the kind of things that get that just don't. You know, they just don't come up on the radar as far
right,
as because
nobody
does.
Stands against it. And it's not, I'm just saying, it's not because they are against secretly the CIA but are being blackmailed by them. It's just most likely that they want to be seen as though they're for the CIA and the FBI, because anything else is going to be a tough time to get reelected, right? They perceive the American people as being pro-law enforcement, and so they want to be pro-law enforcement.
Most, most rules and goals of law enforcement agencies have more of this tyrannical, authoritarian overtone. The more power that these agencies get, the more that they will get through what they want to get
through. Absolutely.
The more that you will see. Now, look, from a historical standpoint, the empire that is the United States, or the experiment, I'll use a better terminology, the experiment that is the United States of America, will have a beginning, a rise, a peak, a fall, and an ending.
Where are we on that now?
Who would know? I'm asking the listener
to know in hindsight,
to determine where we are. And what would be the harbingers of the deterioration? I think, for me, I see them all. Right? Like the government's insolvent, the family's being destroyed systematically, law enforcement and coercive agencies are getting more and more power as time goes by. Yeah, I believe we're on the downward slope of the First Republic, and that means that these sorts of governmental systems are on their way out.
All right, more coming up here. If you want to join us, our toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can weigh in on Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.